for CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood.
Welcome back to another episode of Beats and Beyond with Ari Najani, a brand new week, a brand new show, a brand new episode, a brand new guest. We have Chino Wawa, a Zimbabwean-Canadian Afrobeat musician, coming on later for an interview. We're going to start with one of his songs called Fill My Cup. It's a song that I really, really enjoyed listening to this week. It's been a hectic week. It's been crazy. But we're going to start your Wednesday morning, right? If you're listening from around the world, maybe your Wednesday evening or your Wednesday night. But Chino, you can never go wrong with this man. So listen to Fill My Cup.
El Chino. I be feeling proud, you my lady. You come around and do me crazy. I know I got you on this crazy love for you and nobody else. I be calling up on you lately. You give me loving on the daily. I feel like how you slowly pull me down to you and nobody else. Tell me, would you keep me loving, baby? How I feel this time? Would you mind if I can treat you right, babe? Oh no 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 no. You my lady, the way we gone on the penge, sir. I think about you on a daily. And the new tattoo on the titty, sir. When I'm feeling stressed, you make me slow down. But when you want to show, try. I couldn't move the way when you know that. Baby, come, you let me show ya. Tell me, would you keep me loving, baby? I know how I feel this time. Would you mind if I can?
Song is called Keys to Your Heart by Chino Wawa. This is a fire song. I can't believe he's been making music for about 4 or 5 years now, and we'll talk a lot about his progression as an artist. We'll talk about his progression as a producer. We'll talk about his progression as a legend in the making in the Afrobeat space, particularly in Canada. So there you go, Keys to Your Heart by Chino Wawa. Stay tuned, because we're gonna hear from the man himself and a lot of his music and his upcoming tracks. All secretive, all on the low, but hopefully you get a snippet of that today on this episode. So go back to Chino Wawa, Keys to Your Heart.
I want the keys to your heart, now you I want to, now you I want to, and drawn to your touch, now you I want to, anywhere that
As someone who was into journalism for a very long time in my life, and someone who aspires to be a host or a journalist who asks important questions to important people on important topics, it's super interesting to know that the danger of being a journalist in modern day exists in a very aggressive manner, particularly in the handling of news that is dominated by politics and war. And just one stat that I saw a couple of days ago that I want to speak about a little bit is, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, about 95 journalists and media workers have been killed in the conflict in Gaza between Hamas and Israel. But 95 journalists beginning October 7th, 2023. So that's not a very long time. In a couple months, in about 6 months or so, we've had 95 journalists and media workers killed in conflict. These are people who are professionals in their job and report news around the world, unfortunately caught in crossfire. Within 6 months, 95 is a lot. And someone who believes in free speech and the share of news and the share of media and the impact it has on our global society, having that level of threat to a professional in their job who is a human posing no threat in whatsoever manner, but just there to perform their journalistic duties, it's very unfortunate that we've lost so many lives, especially for people who are willing to sacrifice everything and be in those areas and be killed in such manner. Is just sad. That's a lot of grief that I felt internally that I needed to put out there to the audience today listening on and the radio show. But a lot of good news coming on towards the end as well. We have an interview coming up. I'm going to go back to Chino. We have a lot of his music that he has posted for a while now here based in Montreal, Canada, within the Afrobeat space. So this is one more from Chino. It's called Glue, and I really hope you guys love this.
When you slow, I need a slow-mo. You make the man stop, take a photo. And if you go low, I don't mind that. No, no, I don't mind that. Yeah, like the way I move. Stuck on me glue. So back it up good. Yeah, me like the way I move it. So back it up good. Stick on me like glue. I know you wanna see me on that weekend. The way you move is a blessing. The way you are in, got you pulling on my t-shirt. Yeah, me love it when you back it up on me. I'm feeling on your body and you calling me daddy, yeah. If I'm rude, I'm sorry. All these other men, them can't stop me. And me, I make you sing hallelujah. I need your 514, you know. I want a kiss to your heart. Don't be surprised that I'm feeling your vibe now.
Special song that I really liked from Chino. It's a song from his new EP that I didn't listen to full on when it came out, and I wanted to sort of go on this early journey and share my experience of his EP on this episode in particular. So I really want to know a lot about how this EP came about, and I want to know more about this song called My Day, Lolo by Chino Wawa. It's one of my favorite songs on his EP, probably my favorite song on his EP. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure I play this song when he's here and we're interviewing him live to get his reaction, and we can break down the song completely. So before I play that song that I like so much, which I hope you guys can wait for just a little bit, I'm going to play another song called What You Want by Chino Wawa. It's called What You Want, and he has a couple of features on the song. He has a DJ on the song too. What You Want, this is a song that was released a couple years ago and is not on his new EP, but it's another classic banger. I hope you guys enjoy this.
We gonna have a big party today. We got my boy Chino. We got DJ Motoris in the party. You already know.
What You Want by Chino Wawa and DJ Motorious. We have so many other songs coming up. We have a really special one named after a soccer player, I might add, coming out from Saudi Arabia. He used to play for Chelsea. Hint, hint, he plays in the midfield. He's short. He played for France, won the World Cup. So he has a song about a soccer player, a very famous one from France, and we're gonna hear that in a bit. He should be coming in about 10 minutes or so. Chino Wawa ready to get that interview running, but right before that, we're gonna get our first ad break of the session, and hopefully everyone's tuned in and waiting to hear from Chino. So here goes our first ad break.
Are you a student interested in giving yoga a try? For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard, and for more information, you can go to modayogamontreal.com.
And we're going to go back to one of my favorite songs that he hasn't released recently, called In My Space by Chino. So hopefully you guys enjoy the song while we wait for Chino to get in and strapped up for this wonderful interview waiting on this episode. So here's In My Space by Chino. Have Chino coming on in about a minute or so. That was In My Space by Chino. That is a song I really liked. It just got me back to that old Afrobeat vibe coming out of Nigeria in the early 2012-2013s. It got me loving that a lot. The next song I want to put up is from Diamond Platnumz out of Tanzania, where I'm from, or Tanzania, the way I say it. We have Diamond Platnumz from Tanzania. He is the most influential artist, no doubt, out of Tanzania. He has a number of songs that have been charting super high on the African radar and now as well on the international radar. I'm going to play Tetema by Diamond Platnumz. I hope you guys love this while we strap in Chino, and we'll be on with the interview in about a minute or so.
Oh mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema. Oh mama tetema, aya twende tetema. Oh mama tetema, shuka chini tetema. Oh mama tetema. Tetema, yani kama umepigwa shoti. Tetema, ipe miganisho ya roboti. Tetema, ukutani hadi kwenye kochi. Tetema, kwenye giza mama shika tochi. Kataka kama noga, oh mama. Nakapandizi za bukofa, oh mama. Nakapandisha boda boda, oh mama. Nakichoka kuchuma mboga, oh mama. Ay, mama, shigidi, ah, nakufa, hoy, wikidi, ah. Ay, mama, shigidi, konki, fire, moto, liquidi. Ayo tunde tetema. Oh mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema. Oh mama tetema, aya tunde tetema. Oh mama tetema, shuka chini tetema. Oh mama tetema, aya tunde tetema. Oh mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema. Oh mama tetema, aya tunde tetema. Oh mama tetema, shuka chini tetema. Oh mama tetema.
kama vile jenereta.
Tetema
kama mwizi kakupiga ngeta.
Tetema
mwendo wa kutunga kupepeta.
Tetema
chini nikipuliza tarumbeta.
Asa Rose, Rose, jeza shogoroza.
Kufa chali kama mende. Maria
Rose, Rose, tungiline goza.
Twende ni kupige nyembe.
Okay.
You make my mind go kolo, kolo, kolo. Ukinuna tunye toro, toro, toro. Sani pesa digi digi. Biuno ya gigi gigi. Funga kibinda mkwiji kwiji. Ni kunyonge kazigi zigi. Tete.
Oh mama tetema. Tipo tipo tetema. Oh mama tetema. Aya tuende tetema. Oh mama tetema. Shuka chini tetema. Oh mama tetema. Aya tuende tetema. Oh mama tetema. Tipo tipo tetema. Oh mama tetema. Aya tuende tetema. Oh mama tetema. Shuka chini tetema. Oh mama tetema.
Kisha kime, kime, kimempa.
Amewe huu,
kime, kimempa.
Napandisha mizuka,
kime, kimempa.
Anaruka ruka,
kime, kimempa. Kisha kime, kime, kimempa.
Kapanda juu ya meza,
kime, kimempa.
Eti anavua shati,
kime, kimempa.
Kalewa anacheza,
kime, kimempa.
Yani varangati.
That was Diamond Platnumz' Tetema. We have so many more Afrobeat tunes coming on. We have a lot of music coming on from Chino too. So give us a second. We're going to play one more song by Diamond while we get Chino wrapped in, stacked in, ready for this interview. I'm going to play a song that was a little bit older, but another one that was on the international ranks. This is Diamond Platnumz' JJ.
Platnumz.
It's Kill P5.
Check it out, get down, get down, hey.
JJ, you're pretty JJ. JJ, you're pretty JJ. JJ, you're pretty JJ. JJ, you're pretty JJ, baby. JJ, you're pretty JJ. JJ, you're pretty JJ. JJ, you're pretty JJ.
I swear your love give me fever. All the time you come and done the shiva. Now you be the one, just believe her. La diva, my diva. Oh, you turn Batman to Cena. With your sexy body, Carolina. For your love, I go fat like John Cena. Ataka mani kiongu kusina. Kupe kila kitu,
oh, baby.
Mchana kwa siku,
oh, baby.
Tufanye mavitu, baby, mavitu. Kila kitu,
oh baby.
Mchana kwa siku,
oh baby.
Tufanye mavitu, oh baby. Vitu, oh baby. So take it long napo wine.
JJ, you pretty JJ. JJ, you pretty JJ.
No, no, no.
JJ, you pretty JJ.
No, no.
JJ, you pretty JJ, baby. JJ, you pretty JJ. JJ, you pretty JJ. JJ, you pretty JJ.
I hope you know say this sequence say where you carry for back in the make me the quick 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 baby quick 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 come to pack you we say nese nese zamenda ni narungu kumredi ki pepe pe ki pepe pe oh la 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 your body fine now when you want you blow my mind.
Ooh, la, la.
I don't wanna waste your time, so please be nice, so make your mind.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Kissing in the rain, pour from the morning till the night. Ooh.
That was another song by Diamond Platnumz, my guy all the way from Tanzania. That's where I'm from. But we have another person in the house, someone with lineage and cultural background from Zimbabwe, if I'm not mistaken. But now he is living out of Canada. He has been all around the world in the past year or so promoting his music. But now he's here in Montreal, Canada, in the studio at CJLO. We have Chino. Chino, how you doing, my
brother? Yo, you doing good? What up, brother?
Thank you for being here. I know you're a busy guy. You got so many things going on, but I appreciate you for being on here. We've done this before, but now this is on my show, And yep. Now that we have your EP out, there's a lot of heat behind you. I know you just had a performance a couple of days ago. How you feeling about it?
Yes, sir. Hey, bro, anytime you call me, you know I'm always be here, bro.
It's a pleasure to have you here, man. Always.
Anytime.
It's always a pleasure. I know you performed a couple of days ago or a week or so. Yep. So can you tell the audience just a little bit briefly before we go into the background stuff?
Yeah.
What that performance was about? And then we'll go on to the next one.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I go by the name of Chino. Yeah. You already know. And
man's moving like Chunks, bro. That's why Chunks does. You know Chunks? Chunks.
Yeah, I know Chunks too.
Chunks sings every time he's on the radio or on YouTube. You know,
bro, I gotta make him understand. You know, like,
I feel you.
Yeah, but yeah. So last week I was launching my new EP called No Love Lost. Go check it out. And so last week I had a release party for it.
Yes, sir.
So we were at Club Confessional by the Old Port. So, you know, we had a few people come in and I performed the EP for the first time. And, bro, it was amazing, man. And I got to say, yo, thanks to everybody that actually pulled up because we actually
Whoever's
managed.
Listening on, thank you very much.
Yeah. So we actually managed to like, sell out the spot. And it was just amazing, man.
That's
and,
insane.
Yeah, so to see that. You know, there's so much love in the city for what I do, bro. Like,
of
you trust me, man. It means everything. Trust me, it means everything. So,
yeah.
So it was definitely like such a blessing, bro. It was amazing.
That is so nice to hear. I know a lot of people who are on the come up and try to rile this group behind them.
Yeah.
And it's so nice that you sold out the place.
Yeah.
And you had people who want to just show love and appreciation. But I want to show love and appreciation to where you're from. I want to know more about your background. I want to know more about your family. Where do they come from? Where are you from? How is your music inspired from where you're from? And we'll get into the nuances of that. But tell us more about your background.
All right. So first of all, man, I'm the golden child of Zimbabwe.
Okay.
You know, I was born there. I came here when I was like 13 years old. But my background is pretty much Zimbabwean. You know, such a beautiful country, man.
Absolutely.
The music scene is actually going crazy as well.
In Zimbabwe?
It's going crazy right now.
I didn't know that.
I mean, having me.
I love how you plugged yourself.
Oh, bro, having me.
No, 100% though.
And there's such a lot of talent in Zimbabwe, man.
Yeah.
That you know, I'm happy that the world is finally starting to see that. Or is going to start to see that. So trust me, you just heard it here first. You're going to be seeing a lot of, you know, stars coming out of that country just because, you know, we've always been, you know, like very like musically inclined and there's always been, you know, like a bunch of talent over there. Yeah, man, it's a very beautiful country located in the southern part of Africa. You know,
yes sir.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off. Yeah. I want to get to so definitely your family is from there. You were born there.
Yeah.
And then how did that transition happen? How did you move at the age of 13 to Canada, and how did you feel about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, my parents came here before me. And when I came here, I'm not gonna say it was tough, but at first it was. You know, like with the language and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I had to go to a French school. That was.
I can't imagine how that was.
Bro. Yeah, because like imagine, bro, you just come from a different place, and all of a sudden you have to like do all the subjects in school in a different language. My first year was definitely tough, but because you know, like I played sports, right? So because of my teammates, like I started speaking French even more.
Okay.
Right. So like that was kind of like easier for me to transition from, you know, Zimbabwe to here.
Yeah.
Because of the sport. Right.
Like So what language do they speak in Zimbabwe?
In Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Bro, we have a lot of languages, but so we have three official languages, if I'm not mistaken. Please don't quote me on this.
you're good.
Yeah. Well, I speak Shona.
Okay.
It's called Shona. I'm pretty sure you've heard of Swahili.
Yeah, I speak Swahili.
Yeah, so they're very similar.
Yeah, I've heard your songs have certain words that are from the Swahili language, literally. And I'm like, oh, I know what he's saying, and then the rest of it I don't get.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, maybe it's something.
Yeah, because they're all Bantu languages, right?
So.
So we definitely share like a lot of words. But that's what I speak. I speak Shona.
Okay.
In Zimbabwe, they also speak Ndebele. Ndebele is like a version of Zulu.
Okay.
I don't want to say it's a version of Zulu, but they're similar.
Zulu from South Africa.
Yeah. And then there's different dialects of Shona, right? So
yeah,
like
absolutely.
I can speak Shona, but I can go to a different city and they speak a whole different Shona, bro.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
it's actually insane. I think there's like 21 different versions of Shona, bro. Like it's.
I hear that dispersion in your music quite a bit, and I want to know, do you start writing in Shona? Is that how I say it? Shona?
Yeah, yeah. So,
so do you start writing in Shona, or is it English, or what language is that, and how do you develop that?
Yeah, bro, it just happened, because for me, like, I'm not a traditional writer. Like, I don't write my songs. Okay. Like, I'm more of a, like, I vibe on the songs. I'm not the type of guy that sits on my phone and, like, write the lyrics.
Are you someone who, like, gets the melody and then you start building around it?
Exactly. Like, okay. I start off with top lines.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then, yeah, but I just like the freestyle songs because I believe, well, for me personally, right, because I'm like, you know, someone else might disagree. But for me personally, I want to, I don't know, I just want to, like, have fun with the music, bro, and just let whatever comes to my head, like, manifest. Because I feel like sometimes when you overthink music,
yeah,
you are getting in the way of the music. You know, I'm a very firm believer, and I believe, I'm like, music comes from above, right? Like, we are just a vessel to translate the songs. And sometimes I feel like you just need to let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't usually, like, you know, like, sit down and try to overthink it. So, sometimes I do that, you know. I have, like, a few songs where I've actually, you know, taken a couple of days to actually write. Yep. But most of my hits, they happen, bro, like, right there.
Like, just very, one, two, very three punch. Very coherent, just, yeah, works out.
Just like that.
I want to know, you're also a producer.
Yeah.
You mix songs, you make music, you sing, you perform.
Yeah.
Was there a thought of just learning all those skills? Because it's very rare. Not mm-hmm. everyone has that skill. Facts. I feel like now we're seeing more of that, but traditionally Facts. That wasn't the case.
Facts.
How did you hone your skill in all these departments?
Yeah, I mean, yo, young prince in the flesh. I'm just kidding. I mean, for me, like, I started off in the church, right? So I've always been a musician, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that I know how to play the piano, I know how to play drums, I know how to play the guitar, and I know how to sing, right? For me, it was just natural, right? It was just natural for me to write my own songs because I've been writing songs since I was young. So writing my own songs, but the last skill that came to my arsenal was sound engineering,
mm-hmm.
right? So
yeah.
so once I learned how to engineer, mix my own songs, then the whole package was just complete because now I can record myself, record my productions, and just do everything myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah. Title the creator type shit.
Oh, bro, trust me, bro. On some Prince, you know. Yeah. Type
Excuse
shit.
Me for my language. Oh, however, how did you learn how to mix and produce? Like what was the
so funny story
to that?
It's a very funny story.
Yeah.
So I went to school for audio engineering.
Okay.
But I dropped out my first semester.
Wow.
Right. I dropped out my first semester, which is very ironic because at the time I felt like a failure, that, you know, like, I wasn't good enough because I just couldn't. Understand, right? Like, I'm much more of a visual learner,
a visual,
right?
Practical, so, learner, yeah, be doing it,
yeah. So because at the time I wasn't really, like, knowledgeable about what I was getting myself into,
mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where I just got myself into it because I was excited, like, oh damn, bro, like, I want to do this, right?
Yeah.
And I just got into it, but I wasn't ready. So once I got there, bro, I was terrible, which is ironic because fast forward 4 or 5 years later, I was owning my own studio, doing exactly what I went to school for and dropped out, but then I figured it out on the street through, you know, rubbing shoulders, through, you know, meeting people that would just, you know, teach me the game. And
right.
and fast forward, bro, like, I don't think I would be where I'm at if I actually graduated in school, because I probably, you know, you probably would have worked for someone else in a studio and blah blah blah.
Yep.
But then the fact that I dropped out and felt like a failure, but then still managed to work in the industry that I felt like a failure in. Yeah. It's crazy.
I feel like once you find something that you can do so naturally and it gives you happiness, you just stick with it. And then you just persevere. You just push on. You try and work it out. I saw that your EP, your new one, mm-hmm. 2024, but you've had music that's come out in 2020, mm-hmm. a bit of stuff from 2019. So it's been a couple of years for you, about 6 or 7 years of your mm-hmm. only your Spotify presence. I don't know more about how many years you've been an artist, quote unquote, but that's happened throughout your life in different segments.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's more about perseverance. It's like Absolutely. Pushing on. It's like you have these goals and targets, but you never know what doors open up to you at different points of your life. You know what I'm saying?
You don't know.
But do you have one of those moments where it's like an opportunity just came out of nowhere and you're like, oh my God, like I might have made it in a sense?
Yeah.
So bro, can you tell us a little bit about
most
that?
Opportunities just come like that, man. Like, for example, I think last time I was here when I was talking about what I did the Rema concert.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Please tell our new audience about that Rema concert and how you got there.
Yeah, so last year I performed at Rema's event. And how that came about was just being at the right place at the right time, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I was not booked to perform there, but I had a friend of mine that was hosting the event. And it so happened that I was just at the right place at the right time. And they were like, oh, you want to perform? I was like, yeah.
Like, of course.
I was like, of course, bro. Yeah, like, yeah, of course. Yeah. And that ended up being one of the, you know, I'm like, one of the biggest.
It's like a highlight in your life.
Bro, 100%. One of the biggest highlights I can put on my resume.
Yeah.
And same thing when I went on tour, because I was touring my last EP.
Okay.
Back in the summer last year. And again, I was just in the right place at the right time, because I happened to be in Calgary, right? And then a friend of mine is like, oh, yo, you know Western, right?
Yeah, of course.
Western happened to be touring Canada at the same time, right?
Oh.
And since my show was in Calgary at that time,
yeah,
you're like, hey, we saw what you did, ABCD. Like, are you down to come and open for Western? I'm like, yeah.
No way.
Anytime, right? Wow. So it's like all these things. And those two shows are probably, like, you know, two of my biggest shows that I've ever done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they Absolutely. Were all just by me being at the right place
on
at the right time.
Schedule just worked yeah. out because you were there.
Just because not only was I just there, but, you know, I'd been working so long
Yo,
that people
oh,
have
yeah.
seen
oh, yeah. 100%.
What I'm capable of.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
also,
100%.
Yeah, and also the fact that, you know, I was ready for the moment.
Yeah.
Because... You know, sometimes, bro, you might be doing work, but you don't see, you know, like, you don't see the results, but you're actually getting yourself ready for all these big moments that you don't know when they're going to come.
Right.
Right? So it's insane, yeah. you know? And
you're
and
just fine-tuning yourself unintentionally,
bro,
and then it just works out, and you have
there
your
you
moment to shine.
Bro, all those, wow. small, all those small shows, bro, where nobody would come, but I would still go and put in the work.
Yeah.
The open mics here in the city in Montreal, which I advise everyone to go do open mics, bro, because you're sharpening your skills, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
So, open mics. Tell me about that. Have you been to open mics in Montreal?
Boy,
is it? Because whenever I see open mics advertised, I feel like it's more like a comedy space
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you speaking about? Are there open mics for artists?
There.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Boy, there's a lot of open mics, especially here in the city. I'm actually doing one tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, I'm headlining an open mic event, but they want me to perform my EP at the end. But I do a lot of open mics in the city. You have spots like Mic'd Up. I forgot the other one's name, but I'll be there tomorrow. I've done a few, but I think one of the biggest platforms for artists and
is open mics.
It's called Mic'd Up.
Okay.
So Mic'd Up. It's a group by TT. I think his name is William. And Ruby, right? They have this platform. It's amazing, bro. I think you should go check it out too.
Shout out, Mic'd Up.
Yeah.
Shout out, Mic'd Up.
Yeah.
If anyone's an aspiring artist, you know where to look out. I want to dive back into your music and your output as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of blend of different genres, particularly R&B, Afrobeat, and a little bit of I'm getting a little bit of UK drum and bass sort of feel in a couple songs,
mm-hmm.
or UK drill in a couple songs. I want to know about your musical influence and where do you feel, not necessarily where you fit, but what are the tangents you tick off with your music?
Yeah, well, bro, I think actually over time I've developed my own sound. That. Because, you know, I've tried looking around. I don't see anyone that does, like, the same type of, like, music that I do.
Yeah.
Might be similar, right? You know, some people say, oh, well, you sound like this guy or whatever. But
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
think
yeah,
so. Because
yeah.
The fact that I started off, you know, doing gospel music. Then I dabbed into R&B. And then did dancehall and Afrobeat. So I feel like I have this weird blend of, like, everything.
Yep.
That, you
yep.
know. I have this weird blend, bro.
Yep.
But I think like a lot of artists are like that now, you know, where like you don't just get like one genre, like whether it's a let's say like the Tyler, right? She has that song, what is it called? Water, whatever.
Yeah.
She's singing R&B, but like on a you know, like Afro piano beat. Yeah.
It's like it's a little bit of all of that. But she has a, so funny thing is, she has a I'm a Piano song that came out a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Getting Late.
Okay.
And I used to listen to it in the gym all the time. It in the gym. And I never knew that was Tyla. Like, I never knew that's the girl.
That's crazy.
And then when she released Water, it became a big thing. I don't like artists who get mainstream out of one song. So Lil Nas X in a way, I don't like artists like that. I want to wait to hear everything and see what else they have before I'm like, okay, this is a good artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Water, I've heard it on TikTok. I don't need to hear it again. You know, it is what it is. But when I found out Getting Late was from her too, I was like, oh, damn.
She's been working.
She's been making music for a couple years in South Africa. She's been promoting that. She's not fake. She puts on her real face every time, every interview. It's great to see, honestly, especially for people coming out of Africa. We have so many artists who are so talented who need that platform. You know what I'm saying?
And
I can't wait. I can't wait. We always say I'm a piano to the world, Afrobeat to the world. But now we're seeing individuals come up. You know, mm-hmm. it's not just about a certain type of sound that is by Burna Boy, Rema, Davido. That's it. No, you're hearing a lot more. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I want to get into your music and where you see that going in the future. Is there a thought process, or are you just taking it as it goes?
Oh, bro, there's definitely like a thought. Especially this EP that I just dropped, bro, like it's going crazy, like in my country right now.
Yes, sir.
It's going amazing. And I think it's about time, bro, because you know, like I've been working too hard on this music for a very long time.
Yep.
And I got tired of hearing people say, yo, bro, you should have been blown up by now.
Yeah.
And I think it's time, bro. I think this is, you know, like the summer where it happens for me,
where things happen.
And you heard it here first.
Yep. We're excited to hear that.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to play one of your songs. It's called Lolo. Is it My Day?
Yeah, My Day.
My Day?
Oh, so funny story about that song. So I actually sampled an old song from my country,
okay,
which is called My Day.
Yeah.
Right. And
oh, so it's already a song that was those.
It's already
old Zimbabwean song.
Yeah. So like you know the intro.
We're gonna hear that in a couple minutes, audience. We're gonna hear that in a couple minutes. But yes, go on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's about, so like My Day is a name, right? And it's about a girl who, you know, she's moving weird. Let's just say that, right?
Like, okay.
So like the guy's in love with her, but you know she's just, you know, playing games. You know, she's playing games. So it's about a guy that's singing, yo, what more can I do for you? Like, bro, I've done everything. Yo, what else do you want me to do? Right. So I sampled it, and I had to keep the same topic, right? Because at first I was gonna make it a love song, but I was like, I have to do it justice.
Yeah.
So that's why the first line is, "You need space, but I need some love." You know, boom.
Right. Tough. Oh my
Bars.
God. Oh my God.
Bars.
Okay, we're going to go into our second ad break from there. And then we're going to come back with My Day. We're going to hear a couple songs. I'm going to ask you particular tracks. I'm going to ask you questions around them.
Yes,
but
sir.
Next up is our second ad break of the session. And then we're going to come back with My Day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Got the
music in the base. Cigarettes after sex. Live in Montreal, X's World Tour, Bell Center, Saturday, August 31st. Get tickets now at evenco.ca. The brand new album, X's, is available everywhere July 12th. For more, visit cigarettesaftersex.com.
And we're back on air. Chino, I know we're gonna talk more about your album coming up, but I want to play My Day. You have something to say to the audience before I play My Day, just so they can hear out for that.
For this one, I just want to say, well, go check it out because it's already out now.
Okay.
So
if you guys enjoy the song, listen to his new EP, and this is My Day.
Chino.
You need space, but I need some love. You made me feel like I'm not enough. Ruvarangu, moyo wangu unachema nasi, but I'll be okay. Because of you, I'm so lolo. Hati lolo.
So next up, I was going to play N'Golo Kanté, one of your very famous songs as well on Spotify. I want to know more about that song. Can you tell me a little bit more about N'Golo Kanté? You made the song, and it's crazy. I'm going to play it for our audience for a little bit. But I want to know more about how you made the song, where it came from, what's the thought?
So this song, bro, was during COVID, and we're just in the studio. And you know N'Golo Kanté, right?
Most people know N'Golo Kanté. He's a crazy, crazy good soccer player.
Exactly.
Played for Chelsea, won the World Cup with France. I already mentioned that in the episode. But if you don't know N'Golo Kanté, definitely check him out. Please go on, Chino.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've always wanted to have a song about, like, if you listen to most of my songs, I name drop a lot of soccer players because, I don't know, it's just...
Yeah, it's just a thing. Yeah, it's part of who you are, 100%.
Yeah, so N'Golo Kanté is known for... He's known for being a guy that's very persistent. You can't keep the ball close to him because he's going to take it away from you.
Yep.
So that's what I was talking about, you know. Like, girl, I'm going to fight for you, like N'Golo Kanté, you know.
Okay, girl, I'm going to fight for you N'Golo Kanté. Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, we have to listen to that. I want an audience to hear N'Golo Kanté. We're going to play like 30 seconds of the song, and then we'll get back to a couple more questions about the new EP. But here's N'Golo Kanté by Chino.
Shorty my wife, she touch the wine like it's Caribana. She smooth, she dancing in this pool, you sexy. Yeah. I know you wanna give me love and come my way, come my way. You have me swimming in the ocean, baby, day by day, day by day. Me you follow like N'Golo, N'Golo Kanté, N'Golo, N'Golo Kanté, like N'Golo, N'Golo Kanté, N'Golo.
That's N'Golo Kanté by Chino. Chino, how do you feel listening to your own music, man? Like, how does that feel?
Bro, it's amazing to hear the music outside of the studio, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Bro, this is what I work for.
Bro, no, 100%,
good.
Bro.
It feels good.
100%. Feels good. There'll be a day when you're just sitting at a restaurant with your family and they're playing your music in their restaurant, you know?
Bro, funny story. My mom went to Zimbabwe this year.
Yeah.
And they were just walking around and the music was just playing on the radio, bro. And
no like, way.
Text me like, yo, your song is playing.
Yeah, bro.
That's the best feeling ever.
Yeah,
man.
You know, I'm very well tuned with the Afrobeat scene.
Yeah.
And the African music scene, particularly in East Africa, Tanzania, Uganda, Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa. I haven't really heard a lot of Zimbabwean artists,
mm-hmm.
to be very honest with you. So, do you feel like you're the next big thing coming out of Zimbabwe, or do you feel like you're the best known artist right now on an international stage from Zimbabwe? Do you feel like that?
I definitely feel like I'm the best.
Okay, say less. Because you have all the skills. Like, you can produce, you can mix, you can sing, you can perform. You're so talented. You make music that's crazy, that's international, that is beyond a mix of two cultures, that is not African fusion, but it's everything, all in one, and you're able to package that as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
That is a real skill, my friend.
Yeah. The reason why I say I feel like I'm the best, with all due respect to everyone that was before me.
Yes, sir.
But I just feel like none of them does what I do.
Yeah.
Bro, I make my own beats. I write my own songs. I mix my own songs, and I engineer all my own songs. And I sing on top of that, bro.
Yeah, and they sound so clean, my brother.
They sound clean.
You just heard N'Golo Kanté, guys.
Right?
That was a clean song.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Yeah, bro, I definitely feel like I haven't met anyone that's better than me, like, when it comes to...
Say less. Say
that.
Less.
And that's with all due respect, you know?
Yeah. I was listening to one of your songs, and it reminded me a lot about Young Philly. You know Young Philly? He has a song called Gray.
See my mommy.
Yeah. So this song that you made with Mitso, if I got it right. It's called Wine For Me or Woman For Me.
Yeah, Wine For Me.
Wine For Me.
Shout out Mitso.
Shout out to what was it, Mitso?
Yeah, Mitso.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so bad at pronouncing stuff. Mitso. Shout out to Mitso because this song is so good. And when I told you that UK, the UK rap garage
scene,
I'm feeling that French Afrobeat. I'm feeling that from this song in particular. I'm gonna play a little bit of this song just so the audience can get a vibe of what we're going through and what we're discussing. But this song, bro, it sounded like you're gonna make a song with Young Philly and it's gonna go around the world, because that's the vibe I'm getting with this song and I love it. So I'm gonna play a little bit of it and then we're gonna go a little more about your EP in particular.
Let's go.
Song is crazy. When I hear that song, it's like the first time I heard Young Philly, his song called Gray, and I was like, oh, this guy can make music like this.
Oh yeah, I saw your reaction.
I was like what? And that's when I heard the song, because I was trying to gauge what your sound is. And when you tell me that, yo, like, it's just a mixture of everything. Like, it's everything that who I am, what I listen to. It's a mixture of all of that. You won't be able to hone it down to one thing. And when I heard the song, I was like, you know what? Man's right. Like, I've heard so many songs now. Like, I've heard Pipe Down. I've heard all these crazy songs. And I'm like, this song is so different. And it's so groovy. It's so bouncy. I love it. And I want to get to your EP, because that's so groovy, that's so bouncy, that's so what's in right now, and it's running well. You're getting a lot of streams, you're getting people giving you positive feedback. How did that EP come about? Tell us more about it.
The EP came about, so I've always wanted to have a project that I produce by myself.
All right.
That I have 100% creative control.
Yes.
That's how it came about. But also, I wanted to have an EP where I was going heavy on the Shona.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because usually I'm out singing songs in English and then I'll drop like a few Shona lines in there or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, but I wanted to have one for like the motherland, you know, that I have a lot of Shona in it. So that's how it came about. And I was like, you know what, let me lock in. You make 4 songs. And fun fact, bro, I made the last song 2 days before I dropped it.
Wow. Very instinctive. It just came about.
Yeah.
It came out to be.
Bro, because it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Bro, I felt like something was missing. So I was like, you know what? Let me go back in the studio. So I unsubmitted the EP.
Yep.
Made another song, added it. And yeah, that's how it
and
came
you're
about.
You're like, that's your finished product. That's
now I'm satisfied.
Okay, good.
Definitely
okay, good.
Satisfied.
Can you tell us what song that was out of the EP?
Yeah, it was called No Love Lost.
Okay.
The interlude.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, bro, it was missing the glue to actually like talk about what the project was about, because I have the My Day song, I Fill My Cup, I have Ndakamirira, but they all talk about different things, mm-hmm. right? And I already had the name, which is No Love Lost, but I felt like they were not translating that, so I was like, I need to put a song that talks about No Love Lost. Yeah.
And how did No Love Lost come about? What's the inspiration behind that?
I write songs from perspectives of love, from different perspectives of love. Mm-hmm. You know, there's good times, there's bad times.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I believe, you know, we should not judge the next person that comes in our lives based on what happened with the last person. I believe in moving on, and
yeah, like every love is new.
Yeah, bro. Like
every
chances.
Love is a new experience, and you start from scratch.
Yeah,
yeah,
bro. Like, you know, don't think about what that last person did to you. Like, yeah, I get it, it's unfortunate, but like, you know,
it's unfortunate.
We move, you know.
Yeah,
on to
the
next,
bro.
You know, on to the next.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Speaking about on to the next, what are you on to the next with your music career? We have about 3 minutes to go. I just want to get to know about your future and your thoughts and your visions and your goals. What's the way and the thought moving forward?
Yeah. So I'm about to go on a 5-city tour.
Okay. Can you tell us the 5 cities?
Okay. So right now it's currently under under negotiation.
Under negotiation.
But we have Quebec City, Montreal, Miami, Vancouver, and Ottawa.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow. Those are good locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still good. I hope it works out. Honestly, I really do. I hope you sell out every location, and your EP that's out, No Love Lost, gets all the love that it can get from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go on to a final piece or a challenge and an advice portion of this interview.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about one struggle that's present in the Montreal music industry, and then what advice you'd give to young artists on the come up.
Yeah, but do you know what? I think we even talked about this last time when I was here, and I was talking about how, you know, we had a conversation about, you know, how there's not, you know, support, whatever, blah blah blah. There's no platform. But my perspective has changed since then.
Okay.
I think if you're good, people will recognize you. And I think just keep putting in the work, perfecting your craft, and you will get the recognition no matter what.
All right. So you heard that here first with Chino. If you put in the work, it will be perfect. It will be fine. You'll get it through. Thank you so much, Chino. I appreciate you for giving us your time here at Beats and Beyond on CJLO. We have about a minute to go, and I'm going to play your song, My Day, once again, just to see out this episode. It's been an absolute pleasure. This is Arna Johnny, Beats and Beyond at CJLO. See you next week on episode 8.
Let's go.
Chino. You need space, but I need some love.